Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. You can listen to this show or download this or any one of my shows at the radio site at brucesalen.com. The radio tab is the better word. Today we were supposed to talk about men versus women and how we shop, but we did talk instead about how to survive the holidays, which will be the topic at Dad Chat tonight. Next week we'll be talking about procrastination. Do you procrastinate? I hope you'll like my Dad's Point of View Facebook page, follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Salen, and visit my website, brucesalen.com. On the homepage, you can sign up to receive my newsletter. It just says, stay in the loop, and you'll get a once-a-week newsletter, no spam. I hope you'll take advantage of the free book offer to get my new book, The Empty Nest Road Trip Blues, an interactive journal from a dad's point of view. It's available on Kindle at Amazon and on PDF at brucesalen.com, but if you buy it now on Kindle and send me the receipt for the whopping $2.99 by email to bruce@brucesalen.com, I will refund the full $2.99 to your PayPal account. So give me that information, meaning all I need is your email address. Nothing personal, nothing I'm not supposed to have. You'll get the $2.99 put back in your account, and if you want, you just tell me, and I will send you in reply a copy of the PDF book as well. You can't beat that deal, and it's good until Christmas Eve. It's a fun book, and I would appreciate your support by buying it and getting reimbursed the full amount. And ideally, if you like it, putting a review on Amazon. For some silly reason, that makes a difference. Sponsor slots are available on the show. If you want to be part of it, just write me at bruce@brucesalen.com. The new comic strip of the week, because I said so, is called Dad, It's Free. And the new vlog is from Bruce Springsteen's concert of Tuesday, December 4th, which I attended, and the first video I'm doing from that concert was his version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and it was wildly wonderful. Men versus women Christmas shopping was the topic we were supposed to talk about. You'll have to read the column to really get it, but I'm going to give you the headlines. These were the differences that I wrote about. Men look at price tags, implying that women don't. Women look at labels, implying they don't look at price tags. Men are happy buying generic anything, implying women aren't. Women in Europe will go without many for just a few, and this is regarding designer clothes. What I learned when I met my first wife, who lived in Paris at the time, was that most professional women had a very small wardrobe. They preferred to have that Versace, Gucci, whatever business suit that cost way more than they could afford, and have two or three of them and a couple nice pairs of shoes rather than have a closet full of Target clothes. So that is very interesting. Men prefer to shop online. Now, I'm not sure about that, but that's what I put in the column, just because it's easier. Women like to shop online, but prefer what I call the tactile experience of going and doing and sharing with their girlfriends. I don't think most men think it's the ideal buddy thing. Hey, dude, let's go shopping. I don't think that's ideal, whereas women will, hey, honey, let's go shopping. I need some new shoes. I need a new bag. Men will take care in shopping for the big toys. So they'll look and shop hard. Now, what's a big toy? A big toy is a car, of course. That's the most guys' biggest toy. I bought my first car. I call it a new car, even though it's a used car, but I've got my first new car in 7 years recently, and I definitely put a lot of time and energy into that choice, and I'm very happy with the purchase. It's when I spend a big amount of money like that, I like to take care. Women, however, will take care in shopping for accessories. Now, most men think in terms of accessories as the stereo that they'll put in their car, or the new wheels they'll get for their car, or the goggles they'll get for their skiing. Women, of course, have a different view of accessories. So those were the generalizations that I discussed in the column, and you can read it, and I hope you'll enjoy it. We've had, I think, 4 men versus women blogs already. We've had about 5 or 6 of the evolution of technology ones. The current one is about TV movies, which is my background. That's where I began my work life and stayed in it for 25 years. And it's largely a gone, forgotten form, but it was quite a thriving back in the day. And that's a real interesting column with some reflections from my sordid past. I want to thank my support team, first the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer, and second my cheerleader in chief, Les Carroll, our station manager, who I get to share a few minutes with every time I come up here to Santa Barbara, and I really cherish those Minutes with Les. Thanks again for joining, and please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.